Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hey, creepies, welcome to Middle-Aged Mini number 86. Nate is your sound engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. What's going on, guys?
Not too much.
Just hanging out, having a really good time.
Really good time.
You're having a good
really.
Time.
I agree.
I am too.
Really, really good time.
It's contagious, isn't it?
Yeah. A really, really good time?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. I hear you. I agree.
We just did a
little... Hey, no argument from me, Nate.
Okay. We did a little short, quick 100 episode, you know, what was
100?
It? 100. It was 100. Like 15. That's that lazy talk, right?
100.
It wasn't very long, though.
No.
Right? Right?
2 hours.
Double,
what was it?
Double our regular.
2 hours, 18?
2 hours and 18 minutes.
Nice.
Pew, 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 pew.
Some of our best work, if not mm-hmm. our best. We did do our 100th episode. 100. That was fun. And now we got a little mini coming at you. Before we get started, I did promise this young lady at the Wendy's in Avon, Indiana, Samaya. Shout out to Samaya. She was a sweetheart. She did her job excellently. Is that a word, excellently?
Sure.
Yeah.
It is now.
We'll go with it.
And I promised her I'd give her a shout out. So since we didn't do two parts on the, what did we talk about?
Skinwalker. Yeah, Skinwalker.
Yeah. Woo. 100. I thought, you know what? I'm going to give her a shout out on the mini. So there you go. Hope Samaya's listening. And thank you for your excellent service at the Wendy's.
Awesome.
So anything else you guys want to talk about before we get into it? Let's get into this. Sean, what are we going to talk about, brother?
It's Nate's night because 100, 100 was Nate's, and this is going to be Nate's pick as well for the mini. It is Haunted Antarctica.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Now, I said, Nate, give me a mini episode. I did not expect Antarctica.
No, I didn't either.
And when he mentioned it, I go, I think I said, like, nice. And I'm like, mm-hmm. How's this going to turn out? And my goodness sakes, they have all kinds of stuff.
Oh, I had my money on some kind of a cryptid.
Might have been a fool.
Right? I know. That's a good point. Maybe it'll just not that we to be ever, continued,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But after you text me, I was like, still working on it.
Yeah, you like, did. I'm like, I just knew we were a day early, so I was kind of
so I went on. So I went on Google and I put haunted. I sat there for a minute and I'm like, Antarctica. Let's see what's
well,
there.
Why not? That's funny. I mean, it just comes right to the forefront.
Dated his best. Hey? Yeah.
Antarctica. Wow.
That's awesome. Yeah,
just trying to think outside the box.
Or the lazy talk of it, Antarctica.
Antarctica.
Yeah.
That's a whole other discussion.
Antarctica. You know Antarctica.
So, yeah, I looked it cool. up and things came up and I started rifling through them a little bit and I was like, all right, yeah, there's a lot of stuff here. We can do
oh, there's a
quick
lot of stuff.
Mini on it.
Yeah. Good choice, Nate.
There's even some conspiracy down there, so, ooh. I mean, we don't have time for all that, but...
Conspire?
Maybe we can talk about that later, right?
Yeah.
So, Antarctica, laying a foundation is... a lot of people know about it, but they don't know about it, right? It's Earth's southernmost and least populated continent, big shocker there, situated almost entirely south of the Antarctic Circle, surrounded by the Southern Ocean, also known as the Antarctic Ocean. It contains the geographic South Pole. Antarctica is the fifth largest continent, being almost 40% larger than Europe, and has an area of, a heck of a lot of kilometers, let's just say it that way. Most of Antarctica is covered by the Antarctic ice sheet, with an average thickness of 1.9 kilometers, 1.2 miles. Woo!
Oh.
It's funny because everything we joke about, like, it's the most haunted, this is the most haunted city, the most haunted that and this and house or whatever. This is the most haunted continent, but they say it's because of population density.
Per capita.
Because most of it is either maybe army or researchers down there, right?
Right.
It is supposed to be. Nobody has claim to Antarctica, supposedly. And so it is still, but it's not very densely populated. So any kind of, you could have just a few stories and it's like, we've got the most haunted stories.
Right, right.
But there's more than you would think.
That's true. Yeah.
Yep.
I will say again, I was very surprised and a lot of creepiness. Nate, you got a story since it's your topic?
Let's
start with you, sir.
I have disembodied voices at Deception Island.
Ooh, Deception Island.
Yeah.
Okay.
Deception Island is one of the most popular Antarctica cruise destinations. And once it was home to an old whaler's station. Whale bones can in fact still be seen on some of the beaches. Evidence of an industry that once wantonly slaughtered these animals. When oil prices tanked with the onset of the Great Depression, the station was abandoned and only later appropriated as a British World War II base. Some visitors to Whaler's Bay, a landing site on Deception Island, have described seeing strange apparitions and orbs of light. A few people have even heard voices. Not only that, in 2009, the crew of American Sci-Fi Network TV show Destination Truth visited the bay, where the crew heard loud bangs and saw a shadowy figure walking among the ruins. They also recorded a thermal signature in a window and heard what seemed to be an SOS signal coming from one of the shacks. Maybe it was all just a coincidence or a ploy for ratings, but not according to some.
Deception Island. You had me at Deception.
Oh, that's cool. That's very cool.
Yeah.
I like this.
Well, you know, but I think the most populated area, though, is Conception Island. Anyway,
with the humor, you get paid.
Sorry, I had to
get, you get paid per joke, right?
That's right. I thought.
This article.
Good story, though, by the way.
This article is by Caitlin Hotchkiss, and I love the name of it. It's called "Let the Shivers Commence." Haunted Antarctica. How could you start that any other way? It's the most remote, desolate place on Earth, and undoubtedly one of the coldest as well. But did you know that Antarctica is also purportedly the most haunted place on the planet? Of course it is. It's the most remote, desolate place on Earth, and undoubtedly one of the coldest as well. Says, okay, sure, that statistic is based on how many people actually live in Antarctica, so not many. But there's no doubt that the freezing isolation would be a perfect location for paranormal activity, right? Antarctica's two prime locations for creepiness are McMurdo Station on Ross Island and Scott's Hut at Cape Evans. Ross Island has a sad backstory to it. A sightseeing flight crashed into a mountain there in 1979, my birth year, killing all 257 people on board the plane. As you might expect, the island is now super haunted by the victims of this tragedy, where their spirits wander the frozen tundra. Visitors to McMurdo Station, the United States settlement on Ross Island, have described an intense feeling of wrongness while being there. That might be because the recovered bodies from the crash were stored in McMurdo Station before they were returned to New Zealand. Ugh. Even seeing the pictures, you get like the shivers and you feel cold. Just conversely, Scott's Hut was built at Cape Evans in 1911 for an ultimately failed mission by the Terra Nova expedition, and then used by the Ross Sea Party from 1915 to 1917 after the ship went adrift. There's a cross near the cabin that this party built in memorial to three men who died near the hut. So not only do you have those ghosts to deal with, but Scott's Hut also seems to attract spirits of explorers who perished trying to reach that South Pole. Apparently voices and footsteps have been heard in the cabin as well as a pervading feeling of being watched. Ooh. So they said just having those crosses there like attract spirits. So that's kind of crazy.
It is crazy. I like that. This one is a really, really short story. It is Jenny the Ghost Ship. Says after...
Don't lose your number.
You know what? It's 867-5309, I think. That is one number I will never forget. I don't think anybody's going to forget.
And the odd thing is... People started calling that number, asking for Jenny.
Yeah,
and the guy's daughter's name was Jenny.
Oh, was it? I remember that.
Okay. Oh, that's hilarious.
That's wow. did they say we got your number on the wall? Jenny the Ghost Ship. After leaving port in 1823, Jenny was on an ill-fated voyage. After the ship became trapped in ice and frozen solid, that's not a good start. When the ship was discovered, it was thought the crew was still alive. But it was soon realized that the occupants were perfectly preserved in a frozen state after dying of hunger. That's short but creepy.
Yeah. Wow.
That'd be awful. That'd be an awful way to die. I think.
Oh, would
it? Yeah. You know what I mean? Just frozen. So, here you go. What you got?
I have a wordy house.
Mm.
From objects flying off shelves to doors slamming shut on their own, wordy house has been known to emit a dark and creepy aurora to those who step foot within the house. Though it's unclear what ghost might haunt this historical site, there's no explanation for the unusual events that have happened inside.
Mm-hmm. What's it called?
Wordy?
Wordy. The Wordy House.
W-O-R-D-I-E.
Nice. I like it. Sean, you got something?
I do. Well, the funny thing is, and then, like I said, this is several different stories that branch off of this. Like I said, we can't talk about all of them because a lot of them, that's unique. Bodies making noises. Middle age, right? First of all, some people think that this is Atlantis. That's a big talk. Some people think, you know, this is, they say that Antarctica was like an island, a warm island before, and then it came together with Pangaea and all these different things. The other interesting thing that comes into this is, well, like I said, this is supposed to not be controlled by any one person or peoples. Supposedly the Nazis had a great interest in Antarctica during World War II and before. Looking into it, why was that the case? They say there's still underground bases and stuff there. Interesting. Admiral Byrd had an expedition, and he took several people. Like I said, we'll have to talk about this more in greater detail. Interesting, though, he was supposed to be, I believe it was 1947 was his expedition. He was commissioned to go there and just study and research, right? It was a research project that was supposed to happen from December of that year until the March of the next year. Well, they lasted till February and abruptly left. They say it was things, of course, all the research was, you know, the elements, and they ran into difficulties, and they had, you know, supplies and whatever, blah, blah, blah. But they had, you know, the whole thing is this was planned. This wasn't like a new thing. You also have to think about this being after World War II and the whole nuclear bombs and all this stuff. Yeah. We talked about this in the 100th episode about how, you know, aliens are like, whoa, 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 wait a minute. This is not good. You guys are playing with nukes. Stop it.
Yeah, it used to have sticks
but
and rocks.
Supposedly, in zero of the research or the documents does it show anything abnormal happening. However, he kept a journal that his son later found, and he had documented strange events like finding a crater that they went into, and they ended up going into the center of the earth. It gets very, very kooky. They met beings there that said that there's like an inner earth, and it's a hollow earth. That's where these hollow earth theories and all this kind of stuff comes from. But there were beings that said, told him basically, we're worried about humanity. We're worried about you guys playing, you know, basically going to destroy yourselves and playing God here. So he wrote about all this kind of stuff. Was it psychosis? I don't know. Who knows? But it's interesting. But it comes out of this, you know, this idea that Antarctica is this spooky, weird place. Mm-hmm. So I've always thought Antarctica is an interesting place and weird. And I think there's more to it than what we know. Was it Buzz Aldrin that went and on an expedition there? Didn't he go?
I do not know.
I think so. And what he's now is in his 90s, right?
Maybe it's Buzz Lightyear.
It could have been Buzz Lightyear. But I think he had some really people sorry. Were trying to, I think, derive no, I more. It's kind of like know. Admiral Byrd. Did people take his story and then add on to it and make it into kind of more fantastical than mm-hmm. what it is? Same thing with Buzz Aldrin. I think he tried to say that somebody was trying to say that he had taken pictures or had talked about like there being pyramids on Antarctica. I don't know how. It gets, like I said, pretty fantastical. That's not even a word, but fantastic. How about that?
I was going to say nature. Fantastical.
Made up and fantastic.
That's what was that one word?
Fantastical. I don't know. I'm making up stuff over here. But anyway, so that's, they say that there's also like spirits from that too. And it could be spiritual in nature. It could be just paranormal, but I think that's very interesting.
Gotcha. I like that. By the way, I like that word.
Conspiracy. Yeah. I'm making up stuff.
Little like conspiracies I said. Here and there.
Good stuff.
Here's a story. The Arctic ghost of fur trader
I like this.
Augustus yeah, this is a good one. Pierce. Ooh. Hudson Bay's company fur trader Augustus Richard Pierce passed away on March 15th, 1853, while working as a post manager at Fort McPherson in the, here we go, in the Inuvik region of the Northwest Territories. I think I nailed it.
No, you got that.
I probably didn't. I don't know. Even though Pierce had made it painfully well known that he wanted his remains interred anywhere other than Fort McPherson, his supervisor, Roderick McFarlane, buried him in the fort regardless. If you've ever heard a ghost story in your life, you'll know this was just asking for trouble. Still, it seemed the ghost of Pierce was determined to be helpful rather than vengeful. After receiving a prompting from Pierce's widow to transport his remains to Fort Good Hope, Supervisor McFarlane and a few of his workers began the journey there by dog sled. But nearly a week before arriving, they heard a voice beyond the light of their campfire that sounded like Pierce, warning them of approaching wolves. Ooh. Several nights later, they heard Pierce's voice again, this time alerting them to a wolverine that apparently meant harm to the man's corpse. After eventually burying Pierce's body in Fort Good Hope, McFarlane and his workers returned to Fort McPherson, but only 2 days into the journey, McFarlane woke up to see Pierce staring down at him and one of his crewmates. Both men saw the ghost and hid under their blankets until it disappeared. Had Pierce come merely to thank them on a job well done? It seems we'll never know.
Blankets are force field.
Yeah, that's right. You know, you learn that as a kid, right?
If you hide under your bed or under your blankets, it's
you're safe.
Oh, you don't want to go under the bed. That's where the monsters are.
That's true. I kind of botched that up, didn't I?
Dang it. Card. Oh, my gosh. I'm retired. Hard, cold truths.
There you go.
Cold, hard. What the heck? Did we talk about Ernest Shackleton yet?
No.
Okay.
Nope.
The mysterious, ghostly third man who visits explorers in distress. Ernest Shackleton's epic tale of survival after the sinking of his ship, the Endurance, in Antarctic waters is well known, but less known is what he and two of his companions experienced after they made their way by open boat above to South Georgia Island and trekked across to a whaling station. Darn it, this went flying on me. Hold on. Whaling station to find salvation. Each of the three felt the presence of someone with them. During that long and racking march of 36 hours over the unnamed mountains and glaciers of South Georgia, wrote Shackleton in his memoir, it seemed to me often that there were four, not three. The phenomenon has been since widely reported, including by Reinhold Messner and polar explorer Peter Hillary, and it's been given the name the third man factor after the T.S. Eliot line, who is the third and who walks always beside you? When I count, there are only you and I together, but when I look ahead up the white road, there's always another one walking beside you. True adventure begins at the edge of the world unknown, be it a physical place, psychological limit, or intellectual search beyond what we have known before. And all of those elements came together in a few years ago when scientists in Switzerland made a groundbreaking discovery potentially explaining the third man phenomenon. For the first time, Olaf Blank and his colleagues replicated this experience in the laboratory using subjects that were otherwise perfectly healthy. So it goes on to talk about that. But that's weird, you know, that like this ghost phenomenon. But I kept running across to Shackleton and I was like, that's so weird, but they had their own ghost experience. But it, like I said, they have tried to put it to test in the lab of it being like a psychological phenomenon.
Yeah, I have another ghost of Shackleton. It's different from what you just said.
Oh yeah,
It says Shackleton's hut on Ross Island is said to be rife with paranormal activity. Famed explorer Sir Edmund Hillary claims to have seen Shackleton's ghost there. Said Hillary, I remember when I first went to Shackleton's hut, and I'm not a person who really sees things very much, but I went inside the door. When I opened the door, it's a rather sort of bare hut inside. But I distinctly saw Shackleton walking towards me and welcoming me, and then it all sort of flashed away, and he was gone. Considered a historic monument, the hut is incredibly well-preserved, and should you visit it, it's easy to imagine a ghost living there. So he shows up in his hut, too.
Yay! Yeah, he's a popular
crazy guy.
He's a popular subject, isn't he?
What was his name again?
Shackleton.
Shackleton, you say.
Antarctica is full of creepy ghost towns. Ever since humans have attempted to conquer Antarctica, they have left evidence that they were there. Because of the continent's inhospitable conditions, failed industries like whaling, and geographical inaccessibility, parts of Antarctica are littered with abandoned buildings and other structures. Military bases, research stations, huts, whaling factories have transformed into creepy ghost towns covered in rust and ice. Even a few abandoned ships can be found in the bays. People who have visited these abandoned buildings describe the environments as some of the creepiest they've ever seen. To add to the creepiness of these abandoned sites, many of the structures still contain artifacts of the humans who once dwelled there. Sometimes the residents died or decided to leave without taking everything they had brought, such as furniture, books, and blankets. Because of the cold temperatures, the food items explorers and researchers brought with them have been preserved. Thanks to warmer temperatures in the polar regions, the stored seal blubber in some cabins has started to go rancid, only adding to the spooky, hostile vibes of Antarctica's many ghost towns.
Wow. So
ghost towns. Cold ghost towns.
Yeah, I don't know about cold ghost towns.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I don't see what the problem is living down there.
I'm thinking I would like to go like the maybe Belize has it, you know, Bahamas.
There's a ghost mountain ranges too that are subglacial, which are kind of interesting. Ooh. Too. But nice. I think it's amazing what all they have, that whale blubber all over the place, the bloody whale blubber.
Here's a story. Says this story, which chilled me, and it says in parentheses, quite literally, took place on Sir Ranulph Fiennes' Transglobe Expedition in 1980, so it's kind of recent, at the foot of Rivingen Mountain, where four members set up base camp to wait out the Antarctic winter. The team's radio operator was the formidable Virginia Lady Fiennes, also known as Ginny, who spent countless hours in the radio hut over 50 meters from the team's main living quarters. She told her husband, "There's something there," and spoke of an unsettling entity or presence, which on occasion followed her when she left the hut. When another team flew in to dismantle the base, one newcomer described it as an empty hut with an aura. "I sealed it up, and I knew I would not want to go back up there." Jenny had apparently scratched graffiti into its walls about the ghost of Rivingen. "Why have you come to disturb me after these many years? I will haunt and will taunt you and drive you away." The same sense of presence was also described by men overwintering at the Argentine Antarctic base of Esperanza, and in similar terms, always felt in the most isolated structures, usually at night, and anointing to a strong sensation of being observed, although others troubling reporting seeing a male figure.
Hmm. Ooh. Creepy.
Creepy. Yeah, I'd say so.
I have a story about Blood Falls.
I like it.
Yes, there is a waterfall that looks like it's running red with blood in Antarctica. No, it is not actually blood. As creepy as the blood waterfall sounds, there is a scientific explanation for it. Salt water mixes with iron from the bedrock below the glacier, gives it a similar color to blood when exposed to oxygen. And there you have it, a waterfall that looks like a running red with blood.
That's cool and creepy.
That'd be so cool to see.
It would be neat.
But scientific, right?
Yeah. I'm glad it's not blood. That'd be a little much for me.
I saw one quick story here that I had. I only saw the statue of it, but I didn't understand what it was about, and this makes sense. It's possible Antarctica houses the ghost of Vladimir Lenin from Russia, right? Mm. The South Pole of inaccessibility is the point in Antarctica furthest from the sea, while the geographical South Pole is the point that gets the most attention. The inaccessibility point houses something creepy. In 2009, scientists passing through the area discovered a random monument with a bust of Vladimir Lenin on top. Upon further investigation and some digging, they discovered an old Soviet Union military base covered by years of snow. A group called Scientific Traverse claims the monument is made of plastic and was on top of the chimney of a small cabin used briefly by Soviets in 1958. The bust faces Moscow, and because of the flat landscape, it is visible from far away. Perhaps Lenin's ghost is still hanging out with the ghost of Antarctica's explorers. Mother Russia. So, isn't that weird, though? Wouldn't that freak you out if you come across, like, oh, my gosh? So,
A little bit.
Just a bit.
So, yeah, are we going?
Sean, write this down.
We got to bundle up, though, man. Seriously, like we got some serious frostbite and something.
Antarctica.
Thermal-lined everything.
You know what? I don't think I'm in for that.
You're not down anymore.
Don't want to freeze.
No, I'm not. I mean, Indiana's bad enough.
Right?
And I've lived here all my life.
Man.
No, I'll fly over it maybe. I don't know. No, I don't think we ought to do our live shows or on locations. Or investigations, whatever.
It's a warm lodge, maybe, if they have one.
It's a snappy negative 80.
Scratch that one off the list.
Yeah. Maybe from afar, right?
It's got some neat stories, though, and some cool history, but not for me. No. Nope.
Yeah, with the lack of a lot of civilization down there, you wouldn't think that it'd have this much paranormal activity going on.
Right.
That's right. And yeah, I like the conspiracy stuff built in there too. Like I said, grain of salt kind of thing. But
UFOs.
Oh yeah.
Frozen in the glacier. You know.
I like that idea. Pyramids.
Or UAPs.
UAPs.
There you go.
And NFLs.
Yeah, there is a pyramid. Have you ever watched Aliens vs. Predator?
Oh.
You know, I haven't seen that.
Hollywood at its finest, right?
I have not seen that.
It's pretty good.
Is it good?
I did hear a guy, and he was probably high as a kite when he did this, but he was a comedian, and he was describing how the pyramids were made, and I was like, what is this? And he was talking about how you have the top of the pyramid, but there's a diamond underneath, and they said the Egyptians probably just had like the outer shell of the pyramid that they could somehow construct. And then they would fill the pyramid and then have like the air holes or whatever, but that's where the sand would shoot out. So they would pack it full of sand and then there was a base. So they would just fill that up. So you would have a pyramid that was not really a triangle, but a diamond. And I was sitting there like, oh my gosh, either I'm listening to this way too long, this explanation, or that might be the most incredible way I've ever heard of a pyramid being able to be constructed. But maybe. So I don't know where that comes into all this. But it was like, do you understand what I'm saying? That when he, they were showing pictures of it as he was describing it, but it was just a comedian on stage, like having this like epiphany kind of talk. And I was like, that is so crazy. It kind of makes sense. Like I've never heard, you always think about stacking brick on brick and making these pyramids. And it's like, that would be a way you could do it. So that would still take a lot of time and effort and knowledge, but maybe.
Now, you said air holes, right? You didn't.
Yeah,
air
hole.
Maybe you called
it. Well,
because
if all I did call it. You air hole.
I mean, I've been called worse, but I just want to make sure.
So anyway. Look into that.
That's an interesting.
It's not something I looked into. I literally just saw that this week. But look into the pyramid / diamond theory. It was kind of interesting, actually. I need to look into it a little more. But
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Side story. Nate, Sean, you have anything else on?
We should have brought that up during pyramids, right?
The
pyramids.
Antarctica.
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 Mm-hmm. We're making stuff up right now.
I think we've hit the big points.
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
So, Nate, help us out, man.
Well, I'm done with you ice holes.
That's
a wrap.
Oh, man. We resemble that remark.
Right. I would be offended, but it's too funny.
I've actually been called worse. Well, we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to our middle-aged mini number 86 and our discussion on haunted Antarctica. And until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
See ya.